This is the Business English Certificate Vantage 2. Listening Test 2. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the form below. You will hear a woman calling about training courses. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning, Oakleaf Business Training. How can I help you?
Hello. My name's Enid Stevens of Appleyard Smith. I've booked 2 one-day courses, but now I need to change one of them.
Let me get your details up on the screen. Right, you've booked report writing next month.
Yes, that one's okay. It's taking minutes that I can't manage on the 8th of July. Do you know when it's running again?
Let me see. Not until the 18th of September, I'm afraid.
Oh, that sounds fine. Oh, I think I'll be abroad then.
Then there's the 1st and the 13th October?
I'd like the later date, please.
Fine. I'll change your booking.
Another thing. It says in your brochure everyone attending a course gets a certificate, but I haven't received one from a course I took last January.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Which course was it?
Something to do with dealing with the public.
That must have been customer service.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, I'll put it in the post today.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman ringing about problems with a new telephone system. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Swinburne Telecoms.
I'd like to speak to Tony Wilson, please.
I'm afraid Tony isn't available. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. I'm Sheila Dallas from WorldNet.
Right.
I'm ringing about the telephone system your firm installed here yesterday. We're not happy with it.
Oh, dear. What seems to be the problem?
First of all, your engineer said that with the number of extensions we've got, 6 outside lines would be enough. But we asked for 8, and anyway, you've charged us for the larger system.
Right. We'll look into that.
Then, whenever we try to transfer calls from one extension to another, we lose them. We're following the instructions, but it just doesn't work.
I see.
And finally, could you ask Tony to check the invoice, please? He promised us a discount on installation, which is shown, and one on the equipment, but that isn't there.
Right. I'm sorry about all that. I'll get Tony to contact you as soon as he's free.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman calling about the arrangements for a meeting. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning, Marketing Department. Peter Menzies speaking.
Hello, could I speak to John Fitzgerald, please?
I'm afraid he's not in the office at the moment.
Well, this is Elizabeth Parnell calling. I wanted to talk to John about the meeting next week. You see, I only get back on Tuesday night from a trade fair in the States.
So, would you like me to give him a message?
Yes. Could you ask him if we can postpone Wednesday's meeting till after lunch? That would be easier. It was originally going to be at 10 a.m.
Okay. I'll ask him to change it. I'll get back to you with a time.
Thanks. And could you also ask him to add another item for discussion at the meeting? I thought we were going to talk about the revised budgets, but I can't see this on the agenda.
Okay. I'd better ask him to call you.
Yes, please. I'm at head office at the moment. Can you phone me here today? I won't be back at my own desk until tomorrow afternoon.
Right. I'll give him the message.
Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.